T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's New England's preeminent source on everything Patriots.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
I have been told the same thing Curran has been told.
The one and only Tom E. Curran joining us.
I bend over to Tommy Curran.
Tom Curran joining us from NBC Sports Boston.
It's time for Tuesday with Tom.
I'm surprised about Tom E. Curran.
So why is he so damn special that we have to call him Tom E. Curran?
Curran on Dale and Keefe.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Keep on laughing.
Got his own intro.
Holy smokes.
Wow. That's what a star.
Wow. What a start.
Holy crap.
Tuesdays with Tom.
This
Tom
is going to be
great. This is really going to be this.
Nobody
off to a
else
hot
has
start.
Their own open,
no.
Including us.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
yeah,
we have
do.
One combined. We don't have our own individual open like you do.
That's really nice, Tom.
How are
that
you?
That is nice. I'm good.
Good.
Hello, Rich.
Good.
Hello, Dale.
Let's get this out of the way because he wants me. Greg Hill wanted me to ask you if you've got an issue with him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. 100% no.
No, there's
okay.
No issue.
Well, there
his
you
issue
go.
Seemed larger with me. By the time we were done with that conversation, but no, there's no issue.
Okay.
Because
Wiggy was trying to kind of stir it up.
That's fair. See, like, honest to God, this is my feeling on it. I had known a separate fact from him.
Okay.
That he's convinced he knows a fact on. And I didn't give a crap until it was intimated that he had moved to a house in Connecticut that I just didn't think existed.
Mm.
Maybe at some point it will.
I had also been told that it doesn't exist.
The scoop's right. Off again. Here,
and,
I am
here we go.
No, I'm actually
off.
Agreeing with.
I know you
with,
are.
I had been
against
told
Greg,
he doesn't. Now, he, as you said, he may well have one
yes.
At some point, but doesn't have one yet.
Yeah, so I'm,
is
I'm
what
just,
I was told.
And I'm just trying, and I wrote this over the weekend when I was going into another story. There's going to be a lot of stuff that mixes in, and there's going to be a lot of people who talk to a lot of people who might know things. So if I know opposite differently, then I'll say, I'm not sure if I agree 100% with your police work there, to borrow a line from Fargo.
Are you excited about the next month plus where we're going to get both sides kind of trying to tell the story, I feel like, through?
I don't think they are. I think, honestly, I don't think that there's either side wants to be an open book on this. Mm. Now, maybe it'll turn into that where, and Belichick's, not, I don't think, going to say, he doesn't say poop if he has a mouthful in the first place.
Yeah, I think he's probably just going to put his head down and do his job like normal, right? And it's going to be the other side, because there's a real chance that it looks really bad for the Crafts. It just is. If Tom Brady's playing for another team, if he goes and signs somewhere else, I think...
Won't
before
it
we
depend
get all
on,
the,
on the... Like, if he signs somewhere at 3 years and $30 million a year... You'd say, all right.
I think there's still going to be more of a pushback to say, well, why didn't you sign him last year? Why didn't you get the deal
right.
done? How does this guy
and
go?
I think that there is, my understanding is there's certainly trepidation that would be the case because it's a misconception as far as that camp is concerned. The reason it's a misconception is Robert Kraft in general, Jonathan Kraft in general, have never intervened in the business of football
right.
and overruled.
All
and
right.
that includes
how about
Jimmy Garoppolo.
The story out there that they told Bill, get Jimmy Garoppolo out of here.
That is one that probably should have been rebuffed a long time ago by the football folks, and it never was, because it actually served a purpose. As Robert Kraft told Peter King soon after the whole thing went down and Seth Wickersham reported that there was a mandate to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, Peter King reported that the Kraft said, look, that never happened. I spoke in June in a group with them, and after that, the only times I spoke about it were in conversations with Nick Caserio to say, how are things going? The presumption and perception in the office became that there was some kind of a mandate based on Belichick's tenor, I understand, on a particular day. But there was never one articulated by the Crafts, and Belichick never said, I was mandated. It was just a perception that came through that helped to explain what happened. Look, Belichick was trading Jimmy Garoppolo. He had run out of time. He wasn't going to move on from Tom Brady. He doesn't think that Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Tom Brady. He didn't think that then, so he reluctantly moved on. If that reluctance was taken as Belichick being pissed that he had just been forced to do something. It was a misconception. But that has fed now this perception that Kraft will swoop in from the rafters and say, keep Tom.
Yeah.
Keep Tom.
But not that he would necessarily do that. First of all, he's the only guy who could, right? Like, if Belichick is leaning one way or the other, wouldn't Robert Kraft at least want to get in there and say, all right, we're sure?
Billion
we...
percent.
Yeah, okay.
You're exactly right.
Because that's what I think that's
I think there
job.
Will be. He will be, you know, if the two are sitting at a table, Don Yee and Bill Belichick, I think the Kraft would be in a seat nearby, mm-hmm. if we're even talking metaphorically, looking over and saying, we sure about this? Look, as I reported right after Ian Rappaport's report of $30 million, the Patriots are going to be, my understanding, willing to extend themselves. And they're hoping that Tom Brady will do the same.
Does that mean extend themselves for a year or extend themselves to more than 1 year?
Good question. And I don't know what that recipe will be. Is that an extending? Yeah, I mean, Tom, if we do the Breeze deal now, 25 over 2 years, 2 years, $50 million, is that, you know, that's extending ourselves. Is that, does that pass muster?
Would he take that?
I honestly believe that this $30 million is misserving both sides. It misserves the Patriots because it's a false number that's already put on the negotiations, and it doesn't serve Brady because it increases a perception that it's about dollars and cents. And to me, the one thing that Tom Brady wants more than anything is to go to the Lindale, get under center or stand in shotgun, look at a defense and go, you know what, I got something for that. I have an app for that. Mm-hmm. I can figure this out.
Don't you think?
And he
though,
didn't feel that
the $30 million though. I think it isn't a bad. And I know the crap again. The reporting is every day there's something,
right?
And it was they're willing to go to $30 million, which is odd. We don't normally hear a number associated with what the Patriots are willing to do with any of their guys. Certainly, you know, this guy. But to me, it's sort of the, well, if Brady leaves, don't blame us because we would have paid him $30 million. That's how I read it.
Right.
So, because you were saying it doesn't serve either party, I think it is a little beneficial to the Krafts and the franchise.
Oh, it is. It can be read that way.
That's how I read it.
That is, and unfortunately, this is where we get into the conversation about, okay, which reports are we going to put the most validity in?
I know.
And you say, look, we've never heard a number applied to a negotiation, so if a number is applied in this negotiation, are we buying that, or are we buying somebody who says the Patriots are willing to extend themselves?
Yeah. No,
so,
that
I mean,
makes more
that
sense
one
to me.
Serves
yeah.
as well
yeah, yeah.
to... show that, look, ownership or the Patriots in general are willing to try and make this happen.
Because eventually the number will come out, won't it? That's just how the nature goes. Like, if he signs somewhere else, you'll get, it might take some time, but whether it's Tom or somebody else, it's going to say the best and final offer made by the Patriots was this.
Yeah, we got to hear, and it didn't work.
Yeah, and then at that point, maybe, Dale, your point about how many people blame Kraft versus blame Brady, that'll be a little clearer if it's...
depending on what the number
he
is.
He took less. He took the same. He took whatever. Well, then I think, yeah.
Now,
can I just say, you just said blame Kraft or blame Brady, and you're leaving out the other B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who's theoretically doing the negotiation.
The guy who could have, quite likely, stopped it last year and said, all right, we'll do the 2 years, instead of insisting on year to year.
Now, why didn't he?
They don't know.
Without a real backup plan.
What a 42... or 43-year-old quarterback looks like. The same thing that they said when they said we don't know what a 41-year-old quarterback looks like, or a 40-year-old.
Well, nobody ever knows. But when he looks at the issues that this team had offensively last year, how much of, and this is the million-dollar question,
you're right,
how much of the blame does he put on Brady and the age and the slippage, and how much of it is, you know, the offensive line wasn't that good, we didn't have a tight end, our wide receivers sucked. How does he break that down?
I don't know. Because in order for him to break it down and say, this is 85% on circumstance, injuries, and a lack of talent around Tom, in order for him to say that, he has to in some ways point the finger back at himself and say, I didn't do a good enough job.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can be that circumspect to do that, but there is a level of blame admission that Bill would have to go through to say, look, we got 2 years in a row, we went into the season and had to sign a broken toy at wide receiver that didn't work out because we weren't sufficiently armed to go into the year. You know, we're looking at a tight end situation here with this team this past year in which we had no one of consequence because we haven't drafted anyone there. He has to take some of the blame. So there might be an inclination for him to say, man, what me?
And that's just it, too. I mean, that does fall back into the Belichick's responsibility, because I think if right now if they offered Brady the most money in the most years imaginable, it's still not enough to get it done, because why would he want to go through what he did last year again?
Great point.
Right? He was miserable after wins.
If you said to Tom Brady, we'll give you 2 and 70 right now,
no.
I still think he'd say, I really want to see what's out there. Not only what's out there, but
how serious are you? Is there a trade up your sleeve? Is there a free agent that you guys are actually going to sign? Not close to. Not, ooh, Adam Humphries and Cole Beasley thought about coming here, but they didn't. Like, are you actually going to get some players? Then I don't think the number even has to be that crazy. I think all, like when it gets down to it, I think he would sign a fair deal for both sides. But you got to help him out. You got to give him something. Otherwise, it's the same.
Well, none of that can happen before free agency then.
Exactly.
I know.
None of that. I mean, March 18th deadline.
Could trades happen?
Trades could happen.
Could they? Yes. I mean, I know that, you know, oftentimes it's more towards the draft, and that's another whole month later. Right. But again, this is a different situation. And if you want to convince
him. Like if he traded for Odell Beckham Jr.
That's what I'm
today.
Saying. Then I think he might sign before free agency. But to me, that's probably the only scenario. Because if you tell him, listen, we really like Emmanuel Sanders and Robbie Anderson. They probably don't, sure, but whatever. Right. We really like these guys, and we're going to make a strong offer. Like, you can't take them at their word.
They may make a strong offer. They might not get them.
Right, that's the thing, is that they might just choose somewhere else.
Before I lose this thought, too, if Belichick is who he's always been, does he bristle at being demanded at the point of a bayonet, no matter who Tom Brady is and has been?
Yes.
To do personnel.
I would say,
look, I have to bend my knee to my quarterback now, who might be here for one more season.
So I would say yes, but you need a tight end anyway. Whether it's Jared Stidham or whether it's whoever, you need a better tight end next year.
But you spent
regardless.
Your second round pick
on Muhammad
Sanu.
Good news is he's back.
So you can't make a deal. So you've you've leveraged a little bit into this year already.
Yep.
And it didn't work so much. Maybe it will this year. Maybe you look at Muhammad Sanu and Julian Edelman and N'Keal Harry and conclude, look, these guys have an arc of improvement that I'm going to see. Now, who's going to coach them? I mean, Joe Judge was moonlighting as a wide receivers coach last year. I mean, think about that.
I'm guessing Troy Brown inherits the position.
Right. But you went in with the most green wide receiver crew you possibly could, and you put a part-time coach in charge of it.
Right.
Now, this offseason is obviously different because of the free agency. Setting that aside, how different is this offseason from others? We've heard, oh, well, Tom and Giselle aren't even in the house in Brookline. They're here. They're there. Where are the kids going to school? Is this different than any other offseason in those regards? February, March, April here anyway,
I don't think in recent years that this is an anomaly at all. Not at all. Especially 17, I think, was a season in which we all spent time looking at, well, Brady's not at OTAs, but he's on a yacht in a white suit playing catch with a Formula One driver. I mean, he was every place.
Right. He's been in some places.
It was in China.
And then you get the Instagram on the beach, right? He's still working out.
Lots of those.
Don't forget, he's still working out. Do you think he's enjoying this whole process? And I know it can't officially really kick off until March 16th, but that, you know, you'd be naive to think that nobody has contacted at least he or Don Yee. But do you think after 20 years in the league, he thinks this is like enjoyable, or is this kind of more stressful?
I think he's a really optimistic guy. So while I would sit there and look at change and upheaval and, you know, the specter of not knowing what was going to happen is something that would bug the crap out of me from the moment I woke up until the second I went to bed. I think that he's like, look, it always works out. Up to him.
It does work out for him.
I will say this, and looking at it, I don't think they can make any trades right now.
Technically,
the trade deadline for 2019 is passed.
Oh, yeah.
The 2020 league year doesn't begin.
Look at me with the, oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, that's right. Just dump that last 5 minutes then, John.
So I don't think they can make a deal.
All right, so I feel even stronger that he's going to make it to free agency.
You could
then
theoretically
put it in
reach
place,
an agreement so, with yeah, Cleveland. Yeah. Hey, listen, on the first day of the league year, we're going to give you this and this, and you're going to give us Odell Beckham Jr. You can't make the trade today and hold it up in front of Tom and say, see, look what we got you.
But you could agree to it, I guess, right? It's not finalized, though, so there's always a chance you could Red Sox it and say, well, hold on,
the medicals,
we're not going to go through with this. But, yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating next month or so. And then what we've also been talking about all along, Tom, is Tom Brady's not the only starting quarterback who's available.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's more starting quarterbacks in between guys that are likely going to be traded with the guys that are just straight up on the free agent list. This is something we've never seen before.
No, and if you're sick of it already, and I don't blame you if you are, because it's been going a couple years with the Brady drama, and I've been, you know, documenting to much to the chagrin of plenty of people. But if you think it's bad now, wait until about March 5th. Not even.
Oh,
because it's Tannehill, it's Bridgewater, it's Newton, it's Rivers, it's Jameis Winston, it's Breeze, it's Taysom Hill.
That's nuts.
All those players, and then add in position players and receivers and who you're going to marry up with who. This has very much an NBA feel to it, which is in part, Dale, why I wrote that the ability of Brady to commandeer a super team. And I'm borrowing the phrase. It's not the same as the NBA.
I love it, though. I love the idea of it.
If you go someplace with pieces there, and we look at Tampa and go, that place sucks. It's nothing but a swamp. And you got Bruce Arians.
Let's say, except the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
You got Evans, you got Godwin, you got Brait, you got O.J. Howard, you have a pass-happy quarterback coach, is a head coach. You have $90 million worth of cap space. Which
and
what
they win
three.
Seven games last year with a quarterback who threw 30 picks and a secondary that was atrocious. So if you bring in Brady, gets like a veteran guy in the secondary just to make it a little bit better.
I mean, that's what Brady, we keep thinking Brady needs a tight end and a wide receiver. He doesn't want to be in games where he's throwing 51 times. He wants to win.
So do you think Tampa Bay would be able to not throw it 50 times? Like, I feel like that's just sort of what
Bruce Arians just wants to throw 50 times.
Was that necessity because of the defense, or was that, this is our offense, we're chucking
what I
it.
Do.
We're throwing it for 5,500 yards.
It would be really fascinating to see how they would change, because you've gone from, who did he coach in Arizona? Obviously, he had Roethlisberger. Arizona, who was his quarterback?
Arizona, he had, was it Carson Palmer? Palmer.
Did he coach Kurt Warner there for a year?
No, I don't know. That was when they played the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner was out there, but, you know, he had a McCown to be named.
But they were throwing around. Yeah, that was Ken Wisenhunt. Thanks, John. That was him out there. But, I mean, they just chuck it, and they have the receivers in place, and they were, like, okay with 30 picks. Like, they were like, that's part of the deal. And Brady wouldn't be in him to throw 20, let alone 30.
Right.
Like, even if he threw it that many times, he'd throw
his
10,
high
12.
Is 14.
Right.
And it was his
first
year.
And it was forever
year.
Ago. Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of the super team, the obvious guy who you could go get easily, he's out there, he's looking for a job, is Antonio Brown. And I do think that even though Tom may not have a problem playing with Antonio Brown, I think that most owners would have a problem putting Antonio Brown on their team. Who knows how long he'll get suspended for. The word that came out yesterday, I guess, that the attorney representing Antonio Brown in a rape case said, I'm out. I'm done and drop this thing. There's no doubting the skills and abilities of Antonio Brown. He's an otherworldly talent, and I think he's radioactive.
I agree. I just know that Brady and to a degree Belichick, neither one was fully on board with the idea of moving on from Antonio Brown here in New England.
I wonder if that has changed.
So.
If Belichick didn't love the idea but went along, I wonder if in the aftermath, is he sitting there saying, okay, you know what?
Well, Brown
perhaps,
also,
but I think they also might on the flip side say, you know what? If you didn't take away the kid's structure, you know, we could have had him on the right road. Of course, he was there for 3 days and he's on his phone texting intimidating texts.
Brown also was on that. We played some of it on that Pittsburgh radio show. And remember, he said something about how there's a quarterback who is still like, talking to him and trying to help him. I won't say who it is. We know it's not Roethlisberger, and I don't think it's Derek Carr.
No, he's maintained. Tom has, and I wrote this last week. He's maintained contact.
So what does that tell you?
And he's still got a soft spot for the guy.
Now, obviously, him staying here would not involve Antonio Brown. Him going to the Raiders would not involve Antonio Brown. But some of those other teams, you know, Miami and Tampa. I mean, not that Tampa would need him, but, you know, Miami, Tennessee.
It was Daniel Kaplan who tweeted out yesterday afternoon, counsel for at AB84 defending him against rape claims has filed in Florida state court to withdraw as his lawyer. Now, the cynic would say, well, he knows he's not getting paid, he's getting out anyway.
Probably
but,
smart.
But the other part of this is, does he know something? That he doesn't want to be a part of this whole thing? I mean, look, people have been dropping Antonio Brown left and right, including his agent. And,
yeah.
But now you're representing him in a rape claim, and you say to the courts, I'm out. I mean, that would be a little nerve-wracking for me. If I were an owner in the NFL,
oh, right.
I don't go near.
Yeah, he's not
this
a sure
guy.
Thing. But are there other guys that would be on his list? Because I've, you know, there, you read stuff about, oh, Tom Brady could take Danny Amendola. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Like, I don't, you know, that to me is not a super team. Like, that's like when LeBron James
and it's just a catch-all phrase. It's not NBA, and it's not like he can, but he can go. I mean, how many wins would Brady be worth if he had been in Tampa Bay instead of Jameis Winston in 2019?
At least three. I think at least three, right? And they're a playoff team.
I mean, you take away 18 interceptions.
Like, chances are you can't help yourself but win games. But I'm looking at that free agent list of wide receivers, and if you're the Patriots, is there anybody that even jumps out to you?
You know, like, Amari Cooper's probably going to stay right where he
probably.
Is.
Probably. And he's head and shoulders above everybody else. I liked Sanders at the deadline last year. They went, obviously, with the Sanu direction, but Sanders might be the next best guy on the list.
Yeah, it's Sanders, Amendola,
AJ Green,
Robbie Anderson,
who knows
AJ
how
Green.
Good AJ Green is.
And
right
again,
now.
If AJ Green is sold on, gee, I think I really might want to finish my career here in Cincinnati. I mean, how motivated is he?
Not
it's like
much.
The it's like the polar opposite of Brady, who's going from, you know, Valhalla to find another place that can satisfy him after all of this.
The other question that I've been asking this entire offseason, all things being equal, would Tom Brady like to begin and end his career here?
All things being equal in terms of, like talent, money.
Like they don't say, hey, Tom, we want you back. We'll give you a year for $13 million, okay? I mean, the money offer is reasonable. It's you know, not exorbitantly bad. They're not John Lestering him.
I think all things being equal, including...
He'd like to stay here.
Including the opportunity to win and feel good when you, again, when you get to the line of scrimmage, feel like we just had
a
kick-ass week of practice.
Games this year?
Yeah, but I think, you know, really, people
skewed.
Bristle at that, at this, but you can't look at their schedule early in the season and look at that as a polished
their
offense.
Their schedule this coming season is a
bear.
But it just wasn't a polished offense.
But it was second and third string quarterbacks, too. Like, not only was it a bad team, but you got to face Luke Falk. Like, not only was it a bad team, but, like, all these guys just up and down the list. Would you agree with this, Tom, that the Patriots' best chance of making the Super Bowl next year would be with Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's best chance of making the Super Bowl would not be with the Patriots?
That's I like that.
See, that's why I think he's
think
in a great
of that
spot.
Little,
I just cook things up.
He's a genius.
I cook things up a little bit, but I just think he, even though he didn't have his best season, he is in the best spot ever. For so many reasons. One, all these teams need a quarterback. Some of them think they're Super Bowl contenders. Some of them are moving to a new cities. Some whatever it is. Meanwhile, the Patriots, I guess you can call Jarrett Stidham a backup plan, but he is such a wild card. He was a fourth-round pick and barely played. So I just feel like Tom Brady is absolutely in the driver's seat. And normally, you could make the case that, well, if you want to win, you stay with the Pats. But this season just feels different. And a team like Tennessee, who actually beat you head-to-head last year with a lesser quarterback, they have an opening. Like, right away, there's one team that is more likely to make the Super Bowl, at least in my mind.
I mean, if you objectively look at the Patriots roster and don't say, okay, you know, I've seen what Bill Belichick does with a lesser roster. I'm not going to do that. I've seen it before, and people have said, if you objectively look at the last few drafts and just say this is Team X, and that, for instance, from the 2016 draft, they've got guys who played four games total from the entire class, or look at last year's draft, or look at the inabilities of really prominent players who had high promise to stay healthy, you would just objectively say, look, they're not good drafters. Or
they're not.
They're older. They've really gotten committed to the idea of institutional knowledge, which I understand with your McCourties and your Hightowers and your Chungs. All of that has played into the defense getting much older. So offensively, haven't been as hot. Offensive line has dipped significantly, even among guys like Mason and Marcus Cannon. Who
probably going to lose Tooney.
Yeah, and you might lose Cannon, too. I mean, he might be closer to the end than the beginning. I've heard intimations that, you know, he's not 1,000% on board for 2020.
And
so that's
his whole
career's
kind of yo-yoed.
Yeah,
right? Like, he was a horrible tackle. He was all pro. He was middle. And then you throw in Dante Scarnecchia, and maybe he just says,
There's a lot of aspects to this team that make you sweat.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Your chance to talk some football with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We'll get right to the calls with you coming up next. It's Dale and Keefe with Tom Curran, and it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What the bleep is wrong with you people?
Now back to Dale and Keith.
There he is!
Middays 10 to 2
on WEEI.
Should the Cowboys trade Dak Prescott, franchise him and trade him, and sign Tom Brady for a couple of years?
Michael Irvin gave us something to ponder on Friday, the Cowboys Hall of Fame receivers on WEEI, and he said...
The very significant people and I had some conversations leaning in that same direction.
But after creating a social media frenzy, Irvin is now clarifying those comments.
I don't think Michael Irvin's making this up.
I had a vodka cranberry in my head.
I don't drink vodka cranberry.
Very important that the vodka cranberry was part of this.
Well, a good vodka cranberry. We call it a Cape Codder in these parts.
That was fun. The last thing was fun.
That's pretty good. I like to do a squeeze of lime.
Oh, perfect.
Put a little lime in there.
Nice garnishing touch. Nice. So what did you think of, and I just posed it as a question to Michael Irvin. What are the possibility that the Cowboys could franchise, trade Dak Prescott, and sign Tom Brady to be their quarterback?
I just think they would be high to do that. Brady's a better quarterback, and Brady at 48 will probably be a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, too. But is he still going to want to be playing then? And this is the position the Patriots are in, too, Dale.
But if you're Jerry, aren't you saying, God, I haven't been in the playoffs in how long?
Well, no, Super Bowl. I mean,
how many more years do I have left?
They're almost a non-factor. I mean, we are still bowing to them as America's team, but
for what reason,
I have no idea.
No, it's amazing. The last time they were a legitimate threat was actually when they won it, and that was when Michael Irvin was on the team.
I find them, even as we talk about how talented the Cowboys are, I still find them boring.
Don't consider them a threat at all. Like you said, and this year, going through all the teams in the NFC, and it seems like a different team pops up, right? Like Atlanta, up, gone. Carolina, up, gone. Three or four teams in the AFC West over this time have all been contenders, and Dallas is just kind of there. And whether it was Romo, now Dak Prescott, it's like, are they a playoff team? Yes or no, but they're never really a threat. And even if Brady plays two or one more season, do the Cowboys have a better chance of making a Super Bowl in 1 year with Brady or another five with Dak?
One.
I think it's one with Brady.
Yeah, it's one with Brady. And I think what also has to be watched is, as you guys are talking about this, are the, what's the Schadenfreude delight that different places can get from signing Tom Brady?
Well, Jones might get a real charge out of it.
I got your boy.
Yeah, I think so.
Bobby, I got your boy.
Why not? Yeah, right. I think so. Now, that alone might be worth whatever you
and that's them. Why the Vrabel thing continues to me to be
I like Tennessee
interesting,
as a spot.
Just because you could see Brady and Vrabel walking off of training camp.
Yeah.
Thought he had us, didn't he?
A texter has an interesting twist to this. And we look at it from Brady's perspective. You know, where's he want to go? Who's he got a better chance to win with? Texter says TB12 is not dumb. Yes, he's the greatest. However, how many games has he sat on the sidelines watching Bill Belichick outcoach the other guy? Tom has quite a few more wins than other quarterbacks because of Bill. He will be back. And it is fair to say that I'm sure whoever he goes to play for, he knows the coach he's going to play for isn't as good as the one he's leaving, assuming that he leaves here.
100%. And he would say that every single time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's, I don't even think there's a qualifier to it. The question then becomes, and we talked about this a little bit about 15, 20 minutes ago, is when we talk about blame, and I think this can be a blame-free divorce, but when we talk about responsibility for the decision ultimately made, I think that Tom Brady can look at it and say, but I don't know if he really wants me to be quarterback for him.
Right, because you would think you could flip that same scenario, and Belichick knows how good Brady is, and sure. He also knows that he's won more games because he had Tom Brady than if he had Vinny Testaverde or whatever, right? It would be different if he kept
Drew
Bledsoe.
The only difference, though,
he wouldn't have
as
many
wins.
He knows
there's a finite term for Brady. We don't know what the finite term is for Belichick. That's the only thing. Well, where he knows Brady's not going to be a quarterback at 50.
No,
the problem
he's not,
is he's known there was a finite term, but he's supposed there was a finite term since 2014.
Right.
He's been trying to plan and get out and move on from.
Oh, if he drafted a Garoppolo type in 2018, then this is a much different conversation. And I think then he moves on. He says, listen, I can win now and in the future. Whereas right now, that winning in the future thing seems to be up in the air. Unless, again, he knows and likes Jarrett Stidham more than anybody knows. Brady is the best thing for the Patriots, at least for the next year or
and
two.
And I would imagine that that would be the safest thing for Bill Belichick to do and to conclude as well.
Yeah.
At what price, how much do I need to do to satiate this guy's wants to have people around him? And is it going to be another season if we don't get what he wants that he's going to be kicking rocks in August, September, and October? And I think that's interesting as to why Kraft, my understanding is, said it was okay to take that franchise tag away. Well, Brady asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
There was initial resistance. I don't think the Belichick thought it was an awesome idea. But Kraft said, look, if he's going to come back, it has to be of his own volition.
Yeah, right. Don't force him for year 20. The guys don't like being franchised at any point in their career, let alone at the end.
Brady didn't want it for two reasons. One, it would lock in, and what's the franchise number we said this year? Like 26-something?
26. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere
I think that could
there.
Go up, but yeah.
And two, I don't want Bill to be able to franchise me and wheel me somewhere.
Oh, right. That's a good point. Yeah. You have your freedom.
I mean, that's what he did with Matt Castle. He franchised him and wheeled him.
I had not thought of that.
See, I think
that's
he could always.
Terrific point.
I think he could Rob Gronkowski it, like when he was going to get traded to the Lions, and Brady could say, well, if you're trading me to Buffalo, I could tell them that I'm going to retire, and then they won't give you anything. You know, like you almost have a de facto no trade clause. You can threaten retirement and people would take you seriously because you're 42 years old.
Right.
I've kind of promised not to dig too deep a hole here around Gronkowski because he drives me nuts. But he did it again recently on a response to a Tom Brady Instagram about how many weeks until the start of the season. And I'm paraphrasing here. And Gronk said, you know, that many weeks plus the 52 that I had off means, you know, 80 some weeks and, you know,
yeah,
well rested. Is he just playing with us still, or is he thinking, well, maybe one more kick at the can?
I think he's playing.
Yeah.
Because he remains under contract. His contract has not expired.
Right.
So
it
he
would
remains
be here.
Under contract. And from everything I understand to be the case, he's resistant to the idea of coming back to the Patriots because he just wasn't really having a great time at the end.
Yeah. I think he's just trying to still be in the news, I guess, or whatever, or topical or relevant, whatever it is. So no, I would say that thing is long gone.
Weren't we all surprised to see Belichick show up at his beach party in Miami?
I was.
There's something really interesting, and I'm actually working on it. I'll give you a little preview. When you looked at that NFL 100 thing and you saw the four players on the field with Belichick,
they couldn't invite John Hanna over?
Oh, good point by you.
I mean, John Hanna's sitting right over there.
I know, but I think it's a Patriots dynasty picture.
Belichick should have asked him to come over and be part of the picture.
Maybe he did after. Mike Haynes. Mike! But the point I was going to make is each of those four guys around Belichick in that picture left or could potentially leave the team with an irritation against Belichick. Mm-hmm. Moss, Vinatieri, Gronkowski, and possibly Brady. Different kinds of irritations, but all of them eventually mend fences or understand that, well, my dad was really hard on me, but in the end, he was good for me.
They're all like that, right? I mean, there's other guys like Ty Law, right?
I mean, I am working on a story right now, and it's great because it's going to be a daily kind of investigation of nothing personal, just business. 18 different players who we would call stars or legendary figures who Belichick had to make the hard decision on it, starting with Bernie Kosar. Then you have Armstrong and Coach. Oh, yeah. And Boy, and I'm just going to look at the circumstances of each one and what those players had to say later on, removed from the situation. Some probably still are pissed off.
I mean, you even have...
I think Logan Mankins remained pissed off.
I think he would be remaining pissed.
Mankins was a good one. But how about Jamie Collins? You trade him during the season to the Browns.
When they were football Siberia.
And then the guy comes back. That's a great year. So it wasn't even one of these, in retirement, I was able to look back on it and understand. No, he was still a player.
Deion Branch, same thing.
Came back. They didn't give him the money and came back. And they were good. So, I mean... I wouldn't be able to get over it. I'd hold a grudge. I wouldn't be able to get over it.
But when we look at that, and the reason I find it fascinating is that he has the balls and the metal to say, this is going to hurt. I'm going to catch a lot of heat, but I don't care because I've seen it work 18 other times, and we've just plowed along. Including in the case of Kosar, because after they traded him, they lost like 6 in a row, but then they made the playoffs the next year and started 3-1 the following year. Hmm. That was probably the toughest one to do.
But he's so smart from a football perspective. Obviously, he knows he doesn't have the next quarterback sitting here right now.
No, and I think that's why he's reticent. I think that's why he'd be really happy to have Tom back on acceptable terms to both sides.
So this is a question that we won't know the answer to, but I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. Just when you mentioned Kosar, because moving on from Bledsoe was obviously easier to do because you won the Super Bowl.
And you traded him in the division
Let's play the what-if game for a minute. What if, Tuck Rule game, you lose, right? A hard-fought game against a really good Raiders team. You end up, Wiggy has 9 catches, not 10, and you end up losing the snowball. So clearly you saw something in Brady. He was really good. He played most of the season and got you into the playoffs, but it ends in a loss in the divisional round. Do they still get rid of Bledsoe?
Well, this is where Dale and I met each other. And I said, at the end of that game, I wrote, that settles it. And Dale hated that lead, and he hated that conversation. Yeah. And he said, I wouldn't know Tom Curran if he happened to walk in here right now, but I don't know if it settles anything.
Wow. Good memory. Good grudge holding by
saying
Curran.
That's a good memory. I hope I did.
Well,
I
like it's that. Yeah, no, it's you did. wow. But I think that I think they still would have moved on because the offense had grown very stagnant.
Right? Yeah.
And they had a trap door in the contract.
Right.
They put that trapdoor in for a reason. Mm. The main reason
they did the contract, they didn't know Brady was Brady, though. They put the trapdoor in. You're right. It wasn't that they were going, hey, we got this guy. Don't worry. He'll be the quarterback.
Okay, pretty capable backup here, but we're going to keep our eyes open. Right. But by the end of training camp, with the continued just treading water and decline to a degree of Bledsoe, and I think it was his football fatigue.
Yeah,
it wore his ass down.
He got so many hits. He got crushed.
It was the mental fatigue
too.
Okay, yeah. No, it's Ernie Zampezi. Now it's, you know, Charlie Weiss. Yeah. Now it's Ray Perkins. Now it's Bill Parcells.
That's
now it's
a
Pete
lot.
Carroll. Now, and he's like, okay, well, just wake me up when it's over.
And to the texter who says Gronk hasn't filed his retirement papers, that's not a thing.
It really isn't.
Guys, don't. I heard a multiple
players
talking about
that. You don't have to file retirement papers.
Retirement papers are only to say I want to start collecting my pension. That's the only relevance.
And he's got a ways to go before that happens. Right. So, sorry to break the news to you. That's not a thing. People seize on everything.
Yeah,
but I don't.
That was a big Brett Favre thing back in the day.
Oh my God!
Hasn't put his papers in.
Ed Werder reporting. Thanks, Ed. We got it. He has not retired yet.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, is in the house. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Do you expect Brady to leave New England?
Yes.
Fair enough. And if he leaves, what do you think is the likeliest? Likeliest. That's all I'm asking for. Likeliest.
All right. If I'm handicapping this right now, I say the Titans and the Raiders are his most likely two destinations. I say then the Patriots are in this, like, second place spot. And then third place, as sort of outliers, I say Chargers and Dolphins.
Jeff Darlington earlier today on ESPN.
So he really said the Patriots were second, but what he meant by that was third.
Third, because he's got two places.
Titans, Raiders, he thinks are the most likely. I could see both being very realistic. John Gruden would love to have him. I think that makes a ton of sense. And Tennessee might just be a quarterback away from beating the Chiefs.
Does, and I'm asking this rhetorically because I
does
think
Jeff
I know.
To know what he's talking about?
Well, that too. Yes. Yeah, that was part of it.
Yes. He does.
No, but does Oakland need the same boost? As my understanding is they're banged out already. They're sold out.
I don't think they need season tickets.
I mean, the Chargers need the help.
Well, and I heard,
and he didn't list
I heard
them.
Guys talking about that yesterday. I don't think season tickets are as big a deal anymore as they used to be. What is a big deal is advertising locally within your fan base, within your local corporations. It's the ability to, you know, create sponsorships all over your stadium. That matters much more than whether or not you're sold out. So
I also look at teams.
I think, you know, Las Vegas will be deep-pocketed anyway, and they're going to have a nice boon there.
Do you guys know the last time the Oakland Raiders won a playoff game? 2002.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Yeah, so I mean, I look at some of these teams that are desperate and would just say, all right, listen, we had the Derek Carr era, made the playoffs once. Unfortunately, he was hurt. He got hurt at the end of the season, and then they lost in the wild card round. That is the only playoff appearance they have had since 2002 when they lost the Super Bowl. That is a crazy gap for a team that is really popular. Like, you know, nationally, the Raiders, whether they're in Oakland or Vegas, like, it's the Raiders. And they've been so bad for so long that if they throw a lot of money at Tom Brady, yeah, I think they would do that. Plus, now all of a sudden they got five primetime games. They become one of the teams in the league. Yeah, they would definitely go after him.
Is there a place, philosophically, psychologically, whatever, that you just think Tom Brady, he's not going there?
Not that I can rule out right now.
Vegas,
I mean,
not?
No, I mean, I think that that would, I think there's very, it's very hard to rule out anybody, except what you have to do is get into the innards of what the team might be trying to do and what its offense is going to look like and who he's going to play with and who his head coach is going to be. Look, the symbiotic relationship he has with Josh McDaniels is something that, while at times...
That was strained this year, wasn't it? I heard that the relationship had its ups and downs this year.
I think it always does, because there are things that both guys do over the course of time that, you know, when your brother is in the same room with you, there are things that start to agitate you about where your brother leaves his shoes and whether or not he closed the door and why is his towel there. And I think there's two, you know, measure of Brady wanted to have more ownership in game planning, wanted to have more ownership in play calling, wanted to have more ownership in being leaned upon. And, you know, my understanding is he didn't feel as if that was the case for him this year. So strained would, I think, overstated. I think that would be unfair. Were there misgivings? I think probably on both sides. But they are unified, I would believe, in that they thought that they were understaffed.
We've talked about, you know, personnel issues that Brady would be concerned about for obvious reasons. I am an unabashed Dante Scarnecchia fan and freely admit that. I wonder how much Tom is worrying about that departure.
It didn't escape his notice by any stretch.
Sure. Yeah.
Did not, because it's not just Dante Scarnecchia. It's the players who are remaining. Isaiah Wynn, I think, if he stays healthy, can be a Pro Bowl player and can play in this league until for a decade or more, until the 2030s. Joe Tooney is a free agent. He might go someplace else. Are they going to replace that in the draft? And if they do that with their first-round pick, where does that leave the tight end or wide receiver position? Center, David Andrews, is he going to be able to recover from what he experienced?
He is saying that. He said that at a recent personal appearance that he did. But
he said that he would find out.
Right.
If I remember correctly, he said he would find out. I don't know if he's got an answer on that yet, but that's certainly a concern. And then you have, you know, the other two spots that we mentioned as well, Shaq Mason and Marcus Cannon. So if they're in the hands of a lesser coach than Dante Scarnecchia, which they almost inevitably will be no matter who they hire, then that's got to be a concern.
Yeah, they just have so many needs all of a sudden for a team that just won the division for the millionth straight time and for a team that won all those games and everything else. They have so many needs, and they're not going to be able to address them all. You can't get a wide receiver or two, a tight end, a revamped offensive line, and, oh, by the way, help out your aging defense. You just can't do it all. Like, you can try to check a lot of those boxes, but something's going to be missing going into next year.
Think about this, too, just relative to the offensive line. Brady had 45 throwaways, according to Pro Football Focus this year. That's a full game of him just dropping back and throwing it out of bounds.
Felt like more than that.
Crazy, right.
Think of, so how, 45 how's your, throwaways.
How's your completion percentage going to be? Right? How's your quarterback rating going to be? And that's why he ranked so low in those categories was, all right, I can take a sack and eat it, or I'll just chuck it away. And it feels like 45 seems low. Like, for watching
it
all
felt
the
like
games,
more.
Feels like yeah, I think I saw. I felt
imagine
like a little
bit watching
more than
a cut-up of that.
No. And that's what McDaniels was doing instead of interviewing for head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
Like that.
I wonder where,
throwaways.
Because the Patriots got a much larger jump on the offseason than they're used to, I wonder where they're at right now. I wonder what, you know, from the process that Belichick and this and what's left of his staff, what they've gone through, I wonder where they're at. Is this all now just, you know, Senior Bowl and draft? Wouldn't you think it would have to be, all right, let's start to identify some free agent targets here?
Quarterback.
Well, that's your pro personnel people have to be on that, and that's you know, Nick's director of player personnel, Monty Osifort's director of college scouting, so that's Dave Ziegler is going to be on the pro personnel, unless I'm misstating and I got my hats on the wrong heads.
What's up with Caserio, by the way? Is he going to sign an extension and stay here? Or
well, he's up after the draft, so
which
that's,
again, is bizarre timing to me. Why you would sign a thing like that?
Yeah, you would assume
you don't want a guy
maybe working
limbo
on that contract right
well,
now.
I think
or does he want to go still?
Any team is going to say, look, we're not going to let you go and scout all summer, scout all fall, and then have you say, okay, Super Bowl just came and went, I'm going to bring my brain with me and all this knowledge and I'll use it. That, you know, even Bobby Greer, even the scouts at most places, they stay through the draft.
Yeah.
So, you know, would he want to leave and who would be out there that's interested? I still think the Houston is not magically had their interest in him erased.
Yeah.
So
although
I gave
Bill O'Brien the gig, didn't they?
Yeah, but
he's basically had been doing it the whole time anyway.
So, I mean, giving him the gig, I would imagine that feels more like a placeholder than a full-time thing to me.
So if you're the Patriots and you're looking at what you perceive to be some holes in your roster, fair to say that, you know, offensive line, tight end, maybe wide receiver, all of that, how badly are you affected trying to fill those holes if you give your quarterback $30 million? And, oh, by the way, the cap hit for this year is $43 million, if that's the case.
Yeah, if he goes and then comes back, you're significantly impacted because then you're really not even getting into, and this is where I think Belichick, the economics major, would intervene as well. You're probably going to have to get into more of the bogus years, voidable years, and kick more money down the road. Now, the NFL is
sooner
doing
later,
great.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to pay it.
Yeah. But the NFL is doing great, and they keep rolling up more and more. The cap keeps rising, and there's still Hernandez money that's kicking around that they might get credited for, and certainly Antonio Brown money that they could conceivably be credited for. But when we talk about $30 million if he comes back after March 18th, means $43.5 million, that is in a vacuum. The Patriots will probably have to add two more years, and it'll be a three-year whatever contract, just like this year was a two-year extension that wasn't a two-year extension.
Right.
I mean, the void years thing, they don't really do it often with the Patriots, right?
No, but they hate this stuff.
They don't do that because we were talking to somebody.
So there's so many philosophical.
Yeah, I know.
Just philosophical suspensions that Belichick has had to do with Brady. And you should have to do some with the greatest player at his position in NFL history. But it's gone on since 2014. I mean, when he stood there and talked about, look, we don't want to be the Colts. We never want to be caught short at that position. That's what they've been all about. Don't get caught short there.
But they were the Colts this past year because, you know, Peyton Manning goes down. They turn it over to who? Dan Orlovsky. Actually, they went and got Kerry Collins for
Curtis
a minute.
Painter.
And then Curtis Painter. Not Orlovsky. It was Curtis Painter. And it was Kerry Collins for a minute. But if, God forbid, something happened to Brady last year, why weren't you the Colts? How many games was Stidham going to win?
Well, you weren't the Colts, but you were still had a team on, enough around him.
You would have won some defensively. Games. Right. Defensively, you would have won some of those games, for sure. But again, you, the drop-off at backup quarterback was pretty significant for the first time in a while.
I mean, just flip with the Colts and bring Jacoby back.
Sure. No, thanks. I'm going to.
Would Tom go? Would Tom sign with Indy?
Sure, I think he'd sign with
any offensive line.
I think he'd sign
indoors.
With any place that can tell you,
yeah,
it's going to look this way, and we really, really, really want to have you. I think it would work with any of them.
But I mean, none of us think that this is going to happen before the March 18th.
Yeah, I think he's going to free agency. Do you think he's going to hit? The way things are pointed, anyway, that's.
Honestly, Dale, I think all three of us would agree. As people who've lived here for a long time and followed the team for a long time and seen the successes of the head coach, the quarterback, the people around us, I think the ideal for all of us in our mind's eye would be, I'd love to see this get worked out before that. We'd like to see him stay, but I really think that threading that needle is virtually impossible. And why would he sit there and go through this crap for 8 months?
You wouldn't.
And 3 years beyond that to just say, nah, Looks like a lot of unknown out there. I'm staying.
Would you think that Bill Belichick has reached out to Don Yee yet? Hey, Don, you want to get this started?
Probably.
Yeah, well, Brady told Jim Gray that they've talked, and I don't know how in-depth those
but
talks
he got
have
real,
been.
He got real snipping going, Bill. You don't think that was it?
No, I'm sure they were hanging out.
Are you going to Gronk Beach?
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been.
I mean, I think
that.
I really think it was more
keep
of
it cordial.
A, you know, look, we're gonna see what we can get done here. You know, hopefully we can get something done. And everybody understands, look, I've loved it here. If we can get something done, that'll be great. Good, because we love you and I love you and we have so much success and it's great. And I hope the kids and good have a great offseason.
Yeah.
I think that's what's interesting to me is this is unlike Favre in that there was just fatigue. And I'm sure that there's plenty of fans out there who have fatigue. But
fatigue combined with Aaron Rodgers was a first-round pick.
This is just a confluence of circumstances that are leading to this where they just can't continue to suspend their philosophical practices ad infinitum to bet on a guy who is the complete outlier at the position.
And when they pick 23rd, assuming that they stay where they are, what position do they go
punter.
For?
Punter. It's going to be a punter.
That'd be great.
To compete with Jake Bailey.
A left-footed punter.
Yep.
Jake
back to
Bailey,
basics.
Who was probably the most reliable guy you had on your team last year.
Him and Nick Folk, side by side, as most reliables.
Folk was good. I like Folk.
I like Folk.
Bring back Folk.
So do you think Guskowski's gone?
Folk in 2020.
Stand by Folk.
You think Guskowski's gone then?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's
a
competition.
I'm a big Stephen Guskowski fan.
How can you not be? Well, I think there's plenty of people can tell me.
He missed a lot of extra points last year before he went on IR.
Had a bad hip, Rich. I mean, it's not his
evidently
fault.
Evidently, he did.
Had a bad hip.
Oh, that's where it could be a possible segue.
Don't give anything away. Good to see you. Thanks
all
for
right,
coming in.
All right, this was
terrific. Tom, pleasure.
You have to come back next week because we have an open.
We have a great open
we have
for
a,
you.
A customized open Ooh. For the yeah. Tom Curran Hour. So.
Tom Tuesday or Tuesdays with Tom?
I don't
whatever
know.
We're calling
I
it.
I
like it.
No, Wiggy is pissed. Is Wiggy pissed?
No, it's Wiggy Wednesday.
That's what I thought.
Wiggy should be fine.
Wiggy cornered me this morning in the office. He was very upset about this.
Because,
yeah, about this very issue.
Because I would hate to be cornered
because
by
Tom
Wiggy.
Has an open and go. Wiggy doesn't. Is that?
Yeah. I'd put my vodka cran down.
Yeah, well. work now.
Good to see you again. We'll talk
all right,
to you
thanks,
again.
Guys.
Brian Windhorst will join us to talk some NBA and Celtics coming up in just a few minutes. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.